Greenside, the IGA podcast.
Also, Mike McCoy, the 2013
USA. Zach Johnson, now a two-time major champion after becoming the winner of the 144th Open Championship.
All right, welcome to Greenside, the IGA podcast. Clint Brown here with you. Got Hogan Hansen. Hogan recently won our Herman Sonny tournament earlier this summer. Hogan, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Good. Thanks for taking a little time with us. I know you're a busy guy this fall up there at Iowa. But before we dive into golf, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I've lived in Iowa my whole life. I've lived a little bit of everywhere. Used to live in Brooklyn, Iowa for a couple of years, Grinnell, Cedar Valley area, and Cedar Falls, Denver, and Waverly now for like the last 10 years or so, I guess. And now I'm in Iowa City in college.
Okay. I didn't realize you'd kind of live some different places. So that's cool. Like I said, you're at the University of Iowa now. Hogan, growing up, getting into the game, what do you remember from those days? Kind of your early junior career through your high school years.
Yeah, I remember growing up when I lived in Grinnell. My dad ran the junior program there, and I remember playing the state pee wee there. It was my earliest days for sure. I remember playing that event. I saw a lot of buddies from the Grinnell area that I always play golf with throughout the summer, and then I also families. I still have grandparents from there, so I always go back and play there every once in a while. That's my earliest memories. And then, once I got into high school, basketball was my main thing until about freshman, sophomore year of high school. And then I started picking up playing a lot more tournaments in the summer. Going into my sophomore year, once COVID hit, and I started playing a lot more junior events. I didn't play great that first summer, but once I was going into my junior year, I started playing a lot better. I won the Iowa Junior Am, and I started getting more college attention, and that helped my recruiting a lot.
Hogan, what would you say was maybe one or two things that kind of really turned in your favor, kind of making that next step as a golfer? Anything you look back on and kind of remember that, hey, here's kind of where it started going really well for me?
I was normally, growing up younger, I was always more of a shorter hitter. I hit it pretty straight and then hitting a lot more crooked. So it took me a couple of years. It took me a while actually until about this last spring to get my driver straightness figured out. My irons were definitely the strength of my game in high school. That's where I'd say I gained the most strokes. My short game was always pretty solid, but driving has always been the best. 3 or 4 years, my biggest weakness just off the tee, just keeping it in place, this past year, which has helped my game a lot.
Well, turning back the clock a couple weeks here, the Herman Sonny tournament shot rounds of 68, 69, 69, pretty steady 10 under par total for 54 holes. What'd you take away from that week, and kind of looking back on it, what were some of the keys for you?
I'd say a lot of the things I focused on, definitely the first four holes, I was just making sure I played it up the left side basically every hole, other than the first hole, I guess, hit iron off the tee, but just made sure I didn't hit OB in any of those first four holes, try to get through those first four around par, maybe one under, just to make sure I didn't make any big numbers. And then it was really just, since the course is a little bit shorter than most courses we play throughout the summer, I had just a lot of distance wedges of under 100 yards, and those were just pretty solid all week, to where I had a lot of really good looks. Even though I didn't putt very well, I just had so many looks that I just ended up making enough throughout the week to get me the win. And also the par fives, being able to reach most of those was nice. But play off the tee, really, and 15 driving the green the first two rounds, making easy birdies there. But it was really just staying composed and keeping it in play. I mean, keeping it in play off the tee, really, out there. Even if you're in the rough with a wedge, the greens weren't as firm as I remember they being 2 years ago. So it was a big advantage to get down there far closer to the green, so I could hit a wedge on.
You mentioned you stayed away from the big numbers there. You started the tournament, and I looked, and you didn't make any doubles. So that's always can't win too many golf tournaments if you're if you're making big numbers, as we both know. But you made 18 birdies. So I guess coming in, you'd played in the event before. Was it kind of a mindset that you thought you could at least make you know, a handful of birdies and just kind of see where the week took you?
Yeah, I definitely thought I was hitting it well enough to make a lot of birdies out there. I just got done playing the Iowa Open, and I think it was like the weekend before, and I hit, I think, my first 23 greens at the tournament, and I was just hitting it so well, and my putting just was, it was just really bad. So I was hoping, like, I mean, I put a little bit better than I did the Iowa Open, but I knew I'd be able to make a lot of birdies with how short it was, and then all the par fives being reachable. There's a couple par fours that were definitely reachable, or driver pitch shots. And then the last day with it being downwind on 10, that one being drivable as well. That one, I think there'd be a lot of birdies out there.
Hogan, as we mentioned, you're at the University of Iowa in your second year, if I have my notes right mm-hmm. here. What's been the biggest adjustment for you, you know, playing in junior stuff and IGA stuff in the summer, you know, leading up to college till now? What's the biggest difference or some of the biggest adjustments you've had to make to continue to be successful?
I'd say a lot of it's just managing your time better, just a lot busier schedule, just a lot more going on, I guess, now that you're in college. And then also just playing against a lot better competition, because I always just played the Iowa junior golf stuff, and you go to playing college golf and the players are from all over the place, and it's a lot stiffer competition, so you just got to get used to playing with a lot better players. And then just staying confident in yourself. You know, you never really played with players that well. It was a little adjustment, but I'm getting used to it now.
Hogan, I know you're obviously your college is pretty structured as far as practice and stuff, but in the summers when you're kind of on your own, are you a guy that likes to hit a lot of range balls, or do you like to just get out and play and kind of work on things from there?
I'm more of a hitting the range, putting green. I don't really play a whole lot.
Okay.
As much as most guys do, I'd say. I don't know. I think I have a hard time staying focused and I'm not playing a tournament, I think. So I just like working on things that I want to improve on, and then playing a couple of days leading up to a tournament, and then going from there.
Hogan, when you're not playing golf, what do you like to do? What's some of your hobbies or kind of just things you like to do to get your mind away from the game sometimes?
Hanging out with my girlfriend, I'd say. And my buddies a little bit, but I don't really have any other hobbies, I'd say, other than golf, to be honest.
I can relate with that for sure. But if I'm not golfing, I'm working. Hobby. So yeah,
golf is my hobby and my job.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So if you're not golfing, you're in class, and if I'm not golfing, I'm at work. So I totally get it. So, Hogan, what are you studying there at Iowa? What do you want to do once?
I'm doing communications. I don't really know. I don't really have anything in mind of what I'm going to use my degree for. But yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Nothing planned, but I'm going to use it for when I get done. I'm planning on turning pro after college and see what that takes.
Okay. Okay. Kogan, you mentioned your short game's always been pretty solid for you. Is that what you kind of hang your hat on, or would say that's your strength of your game, or what's your game looking like these days?
Like recently, I mean, it's mostly been, well, driver, I mean, it's crazy how much my game's like switched in this past year, ever since I went down to, went on to Memphis to swing coach Jeff Smith, and my ball striking last fall was just really bad, and I went down to him. And then once the spring came around, my driver was a lot better, and I just kept working on it, and it's just crazy. I used to be, I was hitting like 35, 40% of my fairways probably 2 summers ago, and I'm hitting like over 60% of my fairways now, and it's really helped my game. But yeah, I mean, my short game is normally what I strengthen my game, but right now it's been ball striking, I'd say, mostly. Irons are still pretty solid. Irons have always been one of the better parts of my game as well, but I'm starting to get, it seems like everything's starting to come together. Everything's starting to get in the right track right now.
Well, you're gearing up for the fall season. Why don't you give me a little summary of the team? How's the team looking and coming together and that type of thing?
Yeah, team's looking really good. We have 4 new guys that came in this year. Two transfers and 2 freshmen. Max and Kale both play in some of the Iowa events. Josh is from Illinois. And Noah from Florida. He's played pretty well. He shot just shot 64 in qualifying and shot 60, I think, the day afterwards at Saddleback. So he's been playing really well. But the team's looking really good. Max always really solid. He plays well about every round. The team's looking pretty good though.
Awesome. I had a chance to see Noah play at our U.S. Junior AM qualifier. He got through, but then unfortunately wasn't able to play in the championship. But I was very impressed with not only his game, but just his demeanor. You know, you can kind of see guys that, you know, like yourself that are, you know, going to be playing in college, and you like to see, you know, a good head on their shoulders as well as a good golf swing, because you got to have both, don't you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Hogan, growing up, you know, you played some junior stuff and you saw your, you know, kind of game progress as you got older and started playing in more stuff. What advice would you give to junior golfers that maybe you didn't hear when you were growing up, or that you kind of learned along the way?
It's mostly just work, like find out, I'd say, like what works for you. Like, I know a lot of guys, like they like to play a lot more golf. I was more just practicing on the range, that kind of stuff. But I just do what you find works best for you and what you enjoy to do, because that's what you need. If you don't enjoy what you're doing and practicing, like you're not gonna fall in love with it and get better. And yeah, I mean, I'd say that's probably the main thing, and probably find other good players around you to play with to help you improve as well.
Hogan, one last question, then I'll let you get going. We saw both your coaches out on the tournament trail this summer, both Coach Stith and Coach Hoyle. Give me a story about one of them that'll be a good laugh, or if you got a good story about something, give it to us.
I don't know. I can think of any like stories.
What's something that we don't know about them? Okay, is there anything we don't know about them that people need to know, or that would get a chuckle out of? Superstitions or anything, or anything they do on road trips? It's
trying to think here. Trying to think what they do.
How do they differ as coaches? Give me a little summary as far as kind of, I feel like they're kind of two different demeanors, I feel like, a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Stith doesn't really get a play or practice at all. That's why we were surprised when they went one to four ball. I mean, Charlie's, he's been playing really well this summer, but Stith hasn't been playing at all. And he kind of had, he has some like chippy problems. And then remember at the Iowa, at the four ball, I saw on the, like, there's like a video I saw of him chipping in, and
yeah,
they all were like going crazy because he was working on his chipping like the whole spring. He'd be like chipping with one hand, just working on his chipping everywhere, and he was just struggling with it. Yeah, it was cool to see him. They were just going crazy when that happened. But yeah,
I was gonna say I saw him chip in, so he must have found the recipe for success on that. Yeah. Awesome.
yeah,
that's awesome. Well, Hogan, I won't keep you any longer. I appreciate you coming on the podcast. Congratulations on the Sony win, and good luck this fall, and we'll see you down the trail.
No problem. Thank you.
Before we wrap up with this episode, let's hear from recent winners at the 45th Iowa Senior Amateur Championship hosted by Dubuque Golf and Country Club. Ben Peters, a three-shot winner over Ron Peterson, posting around 75, 68, 68. And Tom Norton in the super senior division, a four-shot win over Dave Gayer. Norton shot rounds of 71, 71, and 71. Let's hear from him. Well, Ben, great 3 days of playing, closed with a pair of 68s, but I think maybe the birdies coming in the first day might have been maybe the key.
That was the key. Yeah, it was a rough start the first, whatever it was, 13, 14 holes. Yeah, and then settled down with the putter a little bit, and it kind of carried over. Ball striking got better as the week went on, so... Yeah, it was a fun week. It was hot. It was different. It was oppressive heat, but it was a lot of fun.
Did you feel like, you know, you made, I think it was two or three birdies coming in that first day? Hey, I'm still in it. I'm kind of kept myself in the mix.
Well, yeah. I mean, that gave me a chance to be able to do what the last two rounds, you know, got me to. I didn't expect yesterday's round to leapfrog me as far up the leaderboard as it did, but it was a difficult day. But yeah, you know, you just, this is a fickle game, and you just never know what is around the corner. So yeah, those birdies on the last couple of holes were huge. Probably, without a doubt, turned the week around. No doubt about it.
A golf course that you got to be careful around on the greens, but also coming into the, you kind of have the right angle, or not be in the rough down below, yeah, or something like that. Can you just talk about how critical that is at a course like this?
You know, it's not very long, but you can hit a series of good shots that don't necessarily turn out so well. Mm-hmm. And with the greens the way they are, I mean, you do have to play. You have to be cognizant of what you're doing, and hit the ball under the hole, one side of the fairway or the other on a couple occasions. I mean, it's a fun old golf course, and I'm glad the weather was good enough that we could do this, because it was it's a fun little place. You know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, which I can understand, but it's a fun little place.
The first 2 days with the heat, luckily we kind of got sort of kind of a normal day today. How's that going to your game plan? Are you just, hey, I just gotta stay hydrated? I mean, because, you know, you gotta keep track of your health as well as your golf swing, don't
right,
you?
Yeah, I mean, the first day was more of a shock to the system. Obviously the second day I was more prepared with a cooler and took a little better care of myself. And then today it wasn't quite as nasty, but you know, it's no different than any inclement weather. You know what you're about to face, and whether you can convince yourself to push through it. Some people have trouble and some don't, you know. I mean, it's just a situational thing.
Well, you had it looked like a good back and forth match early with Ron. You know, I rolled up there on 12. You were able to make a nice two putt. He makes bogey, and then you kind of were able to get a little bit of. But you guys, you knew Ron was going to be right there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, he birdies the first hole. I missed. It was back and forth for the first. Well, 11 holes, 12 holes. Mm-hmm. You know, and he had the misfortune of three putting a couple times there. And then made a couple other nice putts, and I just tried to hang as solid as I could. But at the same time, I knew at some point in time, you're going to need to make a birdie just to make sure that this thing does go your way. And I was lucky enough. I hit a couple good shots on 17 and I got it up now. But, with a guy like Ron, the way Ron putts, you can never count him out. So, I mean, a cushion is never big enough. If that makes any sense.
Well, Nate mentioned you're a newly minted senior, so anytime you can get a win, but it's got to be pretty special, but also a tournament your dad's won. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
For sure, yeah. I don't think he was going to play unless I played, so I was happy to see that he played. I couldn't believe that he made it through Wednesday, but...
Well, that's probably on your mind, too, you're playing, to be honest. You know, it's a son, you know.
I'm
you're
looking over at him and just hoping to God that he isn't going out. But yeah, it's a special thing for both of us to have our names on that baby. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. Great playing, and we'll see you down the trail.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Tom, good playing. If I told you 371s at the beginning of the week, I think you probably would have taken it. Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, once with the heat, these greens are severe enough that, you know, it was a good score.
Talking to a lot of guys, fun course, but you had to kind of be careful of not only the greens, but kind of where you were coming in, maybe from the fairway or, you know, angles and that type of thing. So it was a hole by hole type of deal, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, and this course, you know, suits me well because it's tight, but not super long. And I just kept it in the fairway. I didn't three putt a bunch of times. I did a few times, but not a lot. And it had some good fortune to make three birdies the first day and four yesterday. Didn't have any today, but I played, you know, I had 17 pars today and one bogey. So, you know.
Was the key for you probably just kind of just plugging along, making pars? I heard you say, you know, you made some nice par putts, nothing long, but just kind of ones that just kind of kept you going.
Yeah, I never felt really stressed. I got within one shot once. But then, you know, it got back to two differential. And so just I felt comfortable just making pars. And if somebody was going to make a run, let them make a run, then I'll have to respond as best I can. But for me, it was like, okay, you know, nobody had shot better than 69, so I felt like if I shot 71, I'd probably be in a playoff.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, in all probability, 71, you know, the last day, tournament pins, stress, would probably get it mm-hmm. done.
Well, as we both know, you know, the big number avoidance is huge if you're mm-hmm. going to win a golf tournament. And I think I looked at your card. Maybe you had one double bogey over the 3 days. Also probably a key for you just because these greens, you know, you can get along the side and you can make a big number pretty quick, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you just have to really be conscious of where you're at, and you got to read greens well in order to do well here, because, you know, if you didn't play enough left to right in it or right to left in it, then all at once it's getting away from you on the downside. All at once you got a 5-footer instead of it's coasting into the hole with a 2 or 3 footer. And I did a really good job of reading the greens for the most part. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Well, always good to get a win. You know, it's kind of the last one, sort of, kind of, for the year. But got to feel pretty special, right?
Oh, you know, it does. This is my first time to get a stroke play win. And so, you know, I've been second to Gene a couple times. And which there's no, you don't need to hang your head about that. He's such a good player, but really wanted to get in the winner's circle. And it was, the guys were great to play with. It was a really fun week. The course is fantastic. I really enjoy the course and feel good about getting it done.
One last question with the heat. The last couple of days we had actually had a kind of a nice day, I'm going to say, today mm-hmm. to play. How does that affect your game? Are you just trying to just stay hydrated and just adds another level of focus when it's so hot and you're kind of making sure that you're taking care of your body as well?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, I got heat stroke in a mid-am qualifier. Okay. And so the doctors have told me to be really close. In fact, I told Rob Christensen, I said, pay attention to me, because if I start acting weird, just go ahead. You have my permission. Call 911. Whatever you need to do, get me out of the tournament, you know. But I kept an ice cooler. You guys were nice enough to get me more ice several times, and I just put an ice towel that first day, that first afternoon, on my head in between holes and shots. And I stayed hydrated enough, and I didn't eat ahead of time much. Okay. So I kind of figured out, but I was still a little nauseous, you know, and just not feeling great, mm-hmm. but grounded out that first day.
Yep.
And then some exhaustion yesterday. I didn't really... I had moments of great play and then some moments of not very good play yesterday. I just kind of felt worn out. But today it was just, you know, body felt better and mm-hmm. just real steady. So you guys do such a great job. I just want to thank you on behalf of everybody. You know, you're fun. You provide a good challenge. You're reasonable. And I really appreciate that about, you know, the IGA.
Well, we appreciate that. And, again, congratulations. Good plan.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.